Burt and Panther Baseball is on the air. Tonight's a game against Evadale Municipal by Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Rhythm National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Rhythm Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DD and Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Tegra Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tiedemann Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with the pregame with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki after these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Tielemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And we welcome you out to New Caney High School, where this afternoon the Burton Panthers will try to do a clean sweep of the Evadale Rebels and move on to the area round of the playoffs. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, the Panthers took care of business Thursday night, 8-0 victory, and now win here in this first game. It's over, but if Evadale were to come back, we'd have to possibly play two today, but hopefully Panthers take care of business and we get that to do it in just one.
Yeah, we don't even want to think that second part. But, no, I used to call them big bigs and little bigs, so this year I got to call them big wit and little wit. But big wit, he did his job on the mound for us on Thursday. 12 strikeouts, I think. And it starts up on the bump. I say in softball it starts in the circle, but here it starts on the bump. And you throw strikes, get ahead of the batters, and have them thinking instead of you having to pressure pitch, you're going to be fine. Today, Eli takes the bump for us. And, those two one-two punches have been awful good. And the experience that they got last year going so deep in the playoffs and pitching in some pressure games against Flatonia and Shiner, They're not going to pitch any bigger game than what they did last year, and that as freshmen and sophomores. So the stage isn't too big for those two guys. And then you got the defense behind them. You know, we only got three seniors, Raymer and Biggs Ryder, and then we got Archer Fuller. Mm-hmm. That the three seniors that we only have. So Biggs, little Biggs, he's a leader for us too. We're missing Tosta tonight, but he did his job running track. Lucky he runs like his mama, not his daddy. They were able to win the 4x100 and going on the state. Yeah. And we're going to miss him tonight. Just his leadership and the kind of person that he is out here, that these guys all get along with each other. And that's a tribute to Coach Thaler, that he still makes the game fun for them and not too big.
Exactly. We got more to come. Especially we'll have some more on that, on the track results. But first, let's send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufactured parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And as we come back here to New Caney, and want to remind you folks, don't miss the final UIL State event of the year, the 2026 UIL State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at Del Diamond and Round Rock, I should say. For scheduled spectator and ticket information, visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. That's one place, you know, I've never been to Del Diamond, Darrell. I would love to go.
I was there in 82.
Yep.
And what a great experience. Yep. And I would love to go back with you there. These guys deserve that. Mm-hmm. We have the talent to do it. But you got to take one game at a time. And what a great group of little young guys out here. And as you see, the stands are filling up with red.
Yeah.
Right now it's about 2-1 with red compared to blue or whatever you want to call them. And we look really good in warm-ups. Just watching their team out there warm up. I'm a run on their outfield. The arms were below average, in my opinion, unless they were sandbagging and everything. But I love to have a great warm-up deal pregame before you go out there like Burton just had, because you can have those guys sitting in that other dugout just watching and saying, oh, my, where can I hit this to have a chance to get on? And you already got in their head by then. Hats off to our guys. Heck of a round of infield and outfield.
Absolutely. And we got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send it back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, and as we come back here, time now to take a look at our starting lineups for today. And first of all, for the visiting Burton Panthers, it'll be Tyler Witt leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Ryder Biggs. Batting third will be the catcher, Braden Martin. Batting fourth, center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth will be the starting pitcher this afternoon, Eli Yeager. Batting sixth, designated hitter, Isaac Modis. And Modis will be batting for the second baseman, Easton Witt. Batting seventh and playing first base is Archer Fuller. Batting eighth, left fielder Matthew Raymer. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Coy Gurka. Now for the Rebels' starting lineup, they'll lead it off with third baseman, Easton Gray. Batting second will be the right fielder, Hayden Eichenhorst. Batting third will be the catcher, Braden Stinson. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Cooper Palmer. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Brett Buckner. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, Hayden Hubbard. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Easton Seals. Batting eighth will be the designated hitter, Ty Merhide. And he's batting for the left fielder, Jackson Meredith. And then batting ninth will be the first baseman, Grant Stone. Yeah, that is your starting lineup for both teams. More to come still here on the pregame show. First, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Come back here, and Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki coming to you from Eagle Field in New Caney. And right now, the Burton Panthers get ready to take on the Evadale Rebels, and still haven't seen the umpires yet. So
we got about, 14 minutes they go on schedule at 5 o'clock, and they probably, I would bet it probably is the same four that did the game before, maybe.
Very well could be. Oh, I see. Here they come.
Yeah.
Now.
But what a beautiful field here, Doug. Man, a big field. 315 down the lines with an 8-foot wall and left and right. And then you get the center.
380.
And right and left center. 380 with a 12-foot wall.
Yeah.
And
going
to take quite a poke to get it out of here.
Absolutely. But, yeah, gorgeous field. And it was at a huge crowd still filing in over here.
Yeah.
I know we were, of course, they had the game ahead of us that went into extra innings, and it was Vider over Palestine, not end up being 9-5 in that one. And well, it looks like we're going to have an early plate meeting. Well, while they're doing that, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here and talking a little bit about the pitching for Burton, and of course we thought about Tyler Witt, what a great job he did in the opening game, and now Eli Yeager scheduled for tonight, and Eli has had a great season as well, and both those guys have been a great 1-2 punch. I mean, they've been starting since freshman.
Yeah, they are great 1-2 punch for us. They're going to give you a solid six innings, seven innings each time they go out there. They can correct themselves when they get in a situation where their Witt sometimes doesn't extend that front leg far enough, so then he keeps everything up. Yeager needs to snap once he finds that curveball. He's kind of unhittable, but he has to find that feel on that curveball when he gets on the mound. And it sometimes takes them a little bit to get there, and that's every pitcher. Once you get the feel of it and get that snap that you need to snap, and good as you want to run out there. And then you have Ruben, who pitched last year for us. You got the freshman Easton Witt that threw this year, got to throw in quite a few games to get some experience. I don't know how much Ryder threw this year, but Ryder threw a lot last year. Yeah. So we're good there and everything, but we want to stay with those first two. Yep. And ride them horses as far as we can ride them.
Absolutely. We continue with more of the pregame. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, it's time now for our national anthem. let's take one more break and be back with the first pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Platt North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Platt North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Platt North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
All right, and our first pitch of the game is down low, a ball, 1-0 to Tyler Witt leading things off.
We need to get Tyler on. He can make a lot happen when he gets on the bases.
Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And Cooper Palmer out on the hill for Evadale. It's a sign, and the 1-1 pitch, and Witt sends this one a high fly ball out into center, and over, and making the catch is Caden Hubbard for out number one. And now that's going to bring up Ryder Biggs, the third baseman.
Want to try to jump on these guys early, yep. Doug, to make sure they know that we're going to take care of business.
And that one, big curveball, a little high, and it's ball one. Biggs, a multi-sport athlete, also playing football and basketball. And that one outside, it's 2-0.
Need you on there, buddy. Let's go, Biggs. Ball three.
And that one's low and outside. Then it's 3-0. And that one, strike called, 3-1.
Now you saw it, little Biggs. Let's rip it.
And Palmer with the next pitch. And since this one.
Leg it out.
It is fair. And Biggs is going to beat it out.
Boy.
I think it just kind of rode the line all the way up there to third base, but it did stay fair. And so it'll be an infield hit for Biggs. And now that'll bring up Braden Martin, the catcher.
Braden's been having a really good year. Needs to carry this off into the playoffs, too.
So one out, one on for Burton here. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. And Martin squares away the bunt. Pitch was way high. Throw back to first. And Biggs was leaning a little bit, but got back in there.
Warm-ups. Catcher had a really good arm to throw down the second and stuff. But I think Biggs is fixing the run here. That's been Thaler's style these last years, so why change, right?
Exactly. Throw over. Digs back in there safely. In case some of you might be wondering where Logan Tosta is, he's with the track team today, so not in the lineup for the Panthers.
He represented, him and his teammates represented represented Burton well. They're headed to state.
There we go. Yep. Throw got away as the Biggs moves down to second base.
All right, there they are, Braden. And my buddy Dean Fox sent me some more. We'll read them after we get these runs in.
Okay. And so Martin now, the runner in scoring position. Yeah, that one down low. And it's 2-0.
Make it be yours here, buddy.
And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 3-0 now with Ruben Rodriguez waiting on deck. Palmer's pitch is a strike call. Martin was ready to drop the bat and head to first. Umpires saying, no, I got to stay in for one more.
You want to hit anywhere anyway, Braden. Let's go, buddy.
And outside, ball four, and Martin draws the walk.
All right, Ruben. Come on now, buddy.
And now Ruben Rodriguez, the batter.
Now batting number 8, the center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez.
Anything painted green out there to the outfield, Little Biggs is going to score.
Yeah.
So Ruben needs a line drive here and a gap, and we'll score, Braden, also.
And pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Leave him a big hole in the left center, and through the shortstop, he's holding on, Biggs.
Yeah, that one down low, blocked in the dirt there by the catcher. That's Braden Stinson, and 1-1. And takes a strike, 1-2 now.
You got to put it out there now, Ruben. You got to battle.
And now Palmer going to step off. Biggs out there dancing at second, trying to draw a throw. And that one swings and misses, and Rodriguez down on strikes. So that's two down in the inning now. It's up to Eli Yeager to try to help himself out with a bat here, which he's actually done quite a bit this year.
Eli's probably been our most consistent hitter all year. And he being on the bump, he needs to get a pick-me-up here of his buddy Ruben.
And Ashton Fuller coming on the courtesy run now for Martin with two outs in the inning. Yeager, left-hand batter. And the first pitch to him is a curveball down low, and it's 1-0. Next pitch to Yeager, fastball low and outside, and it is 2-0.
Come fat here, Eli. Let him know.
Palmer checks the runners, and that one is a strike call. It's 2-1 now. Burton trying to strike first here. You got two outs, two runners aboard. Pitch to Yeager.
There it is.
That one back up the
good
middle.
Good job.
It. Biggs racing around third, and he will score on the RBI single by Yeager. And the Panthers take the early lead 1-0.
Good job, Eli. That's a way to pick me up.
And now that'll bring up Isaac Modest, the designated hitter.
We're going to have courtesy runner number five be Priggy.
Yeah, Carter Priggy running for Yeager at first base.
All right, little White, let's rip one.
And Modest ready to step in. Waiting on the umpire, got a little equipment adjustment.
Coach was a little upset that Fuller didn't standing on third right now.
And fastball in there for a strike, 0-1 to Modest.
Now you saw it, Isaac.
And next pitch from Palmer, Modest swings and misses 0-2.
You can do it, Isaac. Right here, buddy.
Yeah, that one.
What a ballad.
And off the fence. Count will remain 0-2. Just off to our right here. Curveball got him on strikes, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, for Burton, they do get one run on two hits. There was one error and two left on, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Burton leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here, Eli Yeager warming it up. And he'll be looking at Easton Gray, Hayden Eichenhorst, and Brayton Stinson to bat. And Easton Gray steps in here. First pitch from Yeager, swung on and missed, 0-1.
Two.
And in there, strike two.
Go get him, Eli.
Yeager, lefty, facing the right-handed batter, Gray. And curveball, got him on strikes. And now that'll bring up Hayden Eichenhorst, the right fielder.
How about in number 15, Hayden Eichenhorst, right fielder.
And there you're working to Braden Martin behind the plate. He'll place the rest of the fielders momentarily. And pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1.
Like that start, four pitches, four strikes, one out.
You got Archer Fuller at first base and Easton Witt at second. Left side of the infield, Tyler Witt at short. Ryder Biggs at third. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Then you got Ruben Rodriguez in center field. Matthew Raymer in left and Coy Gurka in right. And that one foul back into the screen, and it's 1-2.
Another K here, Eli.
And that one is going to be a base hit in the center by Eichenhorst. And Evadale is their first base runner.
He hung that ball fat and he knows it.
And now Stinson comes to the plate.
Number 7, Braden Stinson.
Braden Stinson stepping in, and Yeager, one out and one on. Panthers lead this one 1-0, bottom of the first, and big curveball, a little outside, and it's 1-0.
Let's turn a double play here, boys.
Infielder shading up the middle, and this one foul up the first base side.
He said last night that they hit a lot of Witt's off-speed stuff, and these two pitches right there that he pulled down the line was a curveball that hung, and that base hit up the middle was a curveball he hung. So we got to snap it.
And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. That one, chase one out, curveball outside. And it's 1-2.
Let's finish him off here, Eli.
Yeager with the long look in, check of the base runner. And this one's popped foul over the right side and out of play. Heading towards the softball field, which is just right next door to the baseball field here.
And it might have got in there.
At their athletic complex.
Runner going.
And this one, a fly ball.
Get him at double play here. Double play here.
And throw it first, baby. Double play. Good play there by Witt. He caught it and immediately threw the ball to first. And so the hit and run backfires on the Rebels, and in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the second inning, and it's 1-0 Burton. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the second inning, and for the Burton Panthers, it'll be Archer Fuller, Matthew Raymer, and Coy Gerken at bat. As Stinson took him a long time to get the gear on, but now he's out and ready to go. And And so Archer Fuller will be first up here. Fuller, one of the seniors on this team.
Other news on the going to state will be Lexi Brazier in the hurdles and Mr. Simak going in the, he finished first in the 110 hurdles.
All right.
So along with the 4x100 relay team, great showing.
Absolutely. Happy for all of them to get the chance. Up high for a ball, and 1-0 on Archer Fuller, left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. And Palmer ready. Next one is a strike. It's 1-1.
Umpire lost his mask. You see that?
Yeah, I see.
Get down.
Sends that one out to center. It's going to hold up long enough for the center fielder to haul that one in.
Good catch by the center fielder.
And he had to cover a lot of ground, too, on that one. And that's going to bring in Matthew Raymer.
Matthew needs to get this game finished with. He got a Giddings prom that he got a girl waiting on him in a prom dress to go to. So he needs to rip one right here.
And pitch is a strike called. Well, now we really don't need to go to a second game.
No, absolutely.
And that one outside for a ball, 1-1.
Attaboy.
Yeah, that one ticking for a ball, 2-1. And swung on a miss, 2-2.
Bit the catcher on that one.
Yeah. And umpire is stepping out, getting the catcher a little extra time. Umpire going to go out and talk to the pitcher. Two balls, two strikes.
Boy, we have a umpire in the stands from all the way from Giddings, Texas, escorted by John Odie. The only way that Oatman got in the stands.
Yeah, it's a 2-2 count on Raymers. We're ready to resume here. Burton leading this one 1-0, top of the second. And the pitch from Palmer is taken for a ball, and it's a full count now, 3-2.
Battle, Raymer, finish this thing now. We need you on.
And the pitch swung on a miss, and Raymer down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Coy Gurka.
Coming to the plate, right fielder, number two, Coy Gurka.
All right, little Gurka, get on. We got the top coming up.
Yeah, Gurka, a sophomore. Getting the starting right. Pitch is a curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one, down low ball.
Coy's played a lot of ball, a lot of all-star playing. Good athlete.
And foul back into the screen.
All right, I'm going to ask you like I did Steven the other night. He jerked a little bit. You okay?
No, yeah. I'm
okay, up. All right. So I'm up 1-0 so far. So I haven't got one.
And outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Let's go, Coy.
And strike three called, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, 3-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Burton still leads us 1-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academic, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
And Cooper Palmer in there as he gets set to face Eli Yeager. And pitches down low for a ball. It'll be Palmer, Buckner, and then Hubbard here. Got a rare lefty-on-lefty matchup. And this one chopped foul over to the first base side. Like so many of these fields these days, this one is all turf. And the 2-1 pitch. Up high is 3-1 now.
Don't put him on. No freebies, Eli. Let's go.
And outside ball four. First walk issued by Yeager. And that'll bring up Brett Buckner, the shortstop.
Brings to the plate number two. Shortstop.
Watch the bun here.
And scores one. The bunt pulls the bat back. And it'll take ball one.
Come on, Eli. You got to get ahead here. Let's go.
Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and it's 2-0.
Just getting out here.
Yeah, strike call and throw down. And he's back in there safely.
Nice job of Fuller knocking it down.
Yeah, it's need a little bit, so... Martin tried to see if he could get him at first, but he was back in. And up high for a ball. It's 3-1 now.
Let's put it in there, Yeager. Let's go now. Yes, he did.
Umpire says no, he didn't. And one of Burton wanting to peel, and the umpire's not allowing it. And base umpire says no swing. And Tom Calton, Coach Saylor, going to make his way out to the mound. Not liking what he's seeing after two straight walks. Very uncharacteristic of Yeager.
Yeah. He's facing to give him a little bit of Thaler talk to get a little refocus right here.
Yeah.
You know, Burton's up 1-0 in the bottom of the second. But... now they have the first two runners on, and pretty good chance since they were squaring with that guy that they're going to try to push these runners both in the scoring position.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what Coach Taylor was talking to, make sure we get an out.
Yeah.
But main thing that Jaeger refocus and throw strikes.
It's in there, Caden Hubbard, the center fielder, to bat. Long look in by Yeager. Checking the base runners. And here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Or actually, he tipped it, and so it's back to the backstop, and it makes it 0-1. Squares away to bunt, and bunts this one right back to the pitcher. Jaeger's only play is to first, and he will get the out. Sacrifice bunt for Hubbard.
Sorry, we got the out there.
And it brings up Easton Steele, the second baseman, as Palmer moves to third and Buckner moves to second.
Sure need a K right here.
Yeah. And this one, ground ball to third.
Get him right here.
And we're going to have a run down. And let's see. And
throw it.
Get to Jaeger. And
don't throw it no more. Running back.
Up. And
interference.
Interference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now the question is.
He's out.
Safe. Out. What is? And they're going to allow him to come in and score them. And I guess they're going to call him. And now that's going to bring Coach Taylor out of the dugout. They had the rundown and it was in the baseline. And then now Thaler is going to come out and have some choice words for the home plate umpire. And now they're going to bring the whole crew in.
Coach Smith over here is pretty adamant at what he saw, that you could see that base runner jumped into our guy who was in the baseline.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're arguing. They're not going to reverse this, though.
No, they very rarely ever do.
Although they are talking for a good while. We threw the ball too much in that rundown. They teach you, you run them with the minimum amount of throws. You run them back to the base they come from. And if you don't get them out, at least you pushed them back to that base. And we threw it three times. Too many.
And I was waiting on an official decision.
I mean, at least this is taking a while, so at least we got a chance that maybe they're going to overrule this.
And still waiting on the verdict.
Bring him back out. Make him go back to third.
All Yeah, at the very least, he should be at third. They shouldn't have allowed him to score on that.
But when he called interference, they get that next base.
Yeah. Now they're talking it over with Evendale's coach.
Yeah. He's...
So what is the decision?
Putting him back on third.
Okay. So take the run off the board, and so it's still 1-0, but you got bases loaded and only one out now.
Good job, Big Smith and Taylor.
It's a Ty Merhide. So the
bases are loaded with one out.
We'll find out later. That was a wrong call. Let's go. All right, Ty, need a hit here.
And so now Merhide.
You got a bow your neck here, Jaeger. Let's go. We need a strikeout.
Burton, you use another double play ball just like they got in the first inning. And, wow. How is that not a strike? And that's 1-0. And foul ball over to the first base dugout where Coach Saylor almost made the play there, and it's 1-1.
Come on in, boys. Shoot him down at the plate.
Oh, yeah, that one just missing, and it's 2-1.
We don't need no gimme here to give him a free base, buddy.
Strike two.
Deuces a while.
2-2 now.
Let's go, guys. Let's get an out here.
And time is called.
Focus. Make a good pitch here, Eli.
And that went up high for a ball. Three and two now. And down low ball. Ball four. And he walks in a run. Third walk of the inning for Jaeger. And so now that makes it 1-1. And Grant Stone, the batter. Base is still loaded for Evendale. And that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Infielder's playing in. Hoping to cut the run at the plate. And on inside the ball, and it's 1-1.
It's like he's aiming a little bit. He's not throwing it.
Yeah.
Trust yourself, buddy. You're good. Let's go.
And curveball up high. It's 2-1. That one, a fly ball. Oh, no, it's going to drop in at second. They're going to go for one, and that's all they're going to get. Witt came in. His only play was to go to second and get the out. But a run scores, and so that makes it 2-1 now.
At least we got out of it.
And now back to the top of the order of the Eastern Grays. Two down now, runners at the corners. And Evadale's taking a 2-1 lead. That one outside for a ball, and so we want to know.
I get a lead, let's go.
And foul back into the screen, and it's one ball and one strike.
Got him.
And a pickoff play. And they're going to put the tag on him.
Drop. Oh, shoot. The run scored before.
They missed. What, he missed the tag now?
The run scored before he got that out.
Yep.
Coach Taylor's mad. He's taking them out to right field, and he's picking to unload because that run counts now that.
Okay.
So it's 3-1.
And so with that, three runs in that inning, and we go to the top of the third. Evadale leading this one 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And as we come back here, pitch call a strike. And umpire Stopman said something to our dugout. Well, I don't know who are the fans in the area by the dugout, but wasn't happy with it. But it's 2-1 count on Witt. Trying to get something going as Burton trailing this one here, 3-1. And it's a ball. It's three balls, one strike now on Tyler Witt. He'll be followed by Ryder Biggs and then Braden Martin. And Palmer's mixed pitch in there for a strike. And it's 3-2.
Come on, Witt. We got to have you on.
And foul back.
Let's go, buddy.
Three balls, two strikes. And he sent this one a high fly ball deep and back. That's up against the fence.
Hold up. Good job, Witt.
Two, and he's in there with a leadoff double. Now you can call time so he can go get it. Lost his helmet as he was rounding first. And now that's going to bring him Ryder Biggs. Burton trying to see if they can get these runs back here.
Yeah. I believe they got a pretty good little chewing to them just a while ago when they came in. They were just going through those motions. thinking that Evadale is just going to lay down. They're not.
They're not. They're can't. Evadale so far has come ready to play today.
We need a big inning right here to answer.
And Biggs, he singled and scored the first run of the game for Burton. Squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take a ball. That one came in high. Squares away to bunt again, and that one's way outside the ball, and it's 2-0.
Let's go, little Biggs.
Was away to bunt, and that time it was called a strike, and it's 2-1.
You don't bunt, you got to give yourself up right here, Ryder.
And down low a ball, and it is 3-1.
Make it be years three. Come on, we need to rip through that hole and short.
That one foul back off the screen, and it's 3-2 now.
Come on, three.
That
a boy.
One is going to be to the shortstop. Shortstop bobbled it.
Throw it away. That a boy. Get out, Ryder. Get out.
And that a boy. The score is Whitman. It's 3-2 now. It's going to be an E6. And now that brings up Braden Martin. Martin walked his last time up.
His blues on Thaler because Thaler was out of the bat, out of his coaching box, coaching, and everything. That's his job.
And time called. And Thaler, you want, not sure what this is about, going out to the second base umpire. Making sure they're okay. So nobody out. Biggs on at second. Martin the batter.
Come on, Martin. Right here.
And that one outside for a ball. And it's 1-0.
You let him know when it's in there, Braden. Hit a gap. Let's go.
One in there for another ball, and it's 2-0.
He's got to come fat here now. Let him know. Atta boy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Drops in, it's going to
get three, buddy, get three.
Coming in to score is Biggs to tie it. Martin heading for third, and he is sliding in with a triple.
Stay on that bag.
And just like that, the Panthers have come around and tied it up. It's a 3-3 tie here. We're in the top of the third, and that'll bring up Ruben Rodriguez.
This blue got it. He's got something on against Taylor that it keeps preaching to him about getting too close to them runners or something. He just needs to worry about calling.
Yeah.
Fair ball, foul ball, and out. It's a way to answer back, Burton. Let's keep rolling. Don't leave him there, Ruben.
Yeah, first pitch to Rodriguez. Curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. No runner at third and nobody out.
He got him on a curveball last time. Ruben set on it, drive it.
Fastball, ground ball is short. Coming home is Martin. He will score. Throw the first. Gets the out.
Good job, Ruben. Way to put it in play.
And so Rodriguez gets the RBI on the ground out, and Burton now leads this one 4-3. And that'll bring up Eli Yeager.
Pitcher, number 14, Eli Yeager.
All right, Eli, come on now. Let's get this going.
And pitch to Yeager.
Has another base hit.
Sends that one. That's going to drop in the left field. Base hit. And just like that, Yeager 2-for-2 in this one.
Going to have Priggy run again. It's just what the doctor needed right here. Come back and answer back. That's what good teams do.
Exactly. Isaac Modest, the batter. Modest struck out his first time up against Palmer. Burton a throw over, runner back in. Burton leading this one 4-3. We're on the top of the third inning.
I think I heard Grandpa Priggy holler at him to get back.
And that one, ground ball to second. Only play is to first, and that'll be out number two. And on that play, Priggy moves down to second. Get them in the scoring position now for Archer Fuller.
Two outs here, the top of the third. Come on, Archer.
And
clutch hit.
Palmer motioning for the left fielder to come in. And Fuller swings and misses 0-1.
Priggy got a good lead at second. A base hit, he scores easy.
And outside for a ball, 1-1. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1.
Let's go 12. Need a base hit here.
And Delmo, 3-1.
Take a walk to get Raymer up there.
And strike call now, full count, 3-2.
Now you got a battle 12. Full up.
Priggy taking his lead from second. And Fuller fouls that one over to the left side.
Come on, 12.
Swung and a miss, and he's down on strikes. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Burton leading this one 4-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
All right, as we come back here, and it is Yeager's first pitch swung on and missed by Easton Gray with all of that at the end of the second inning. So Gray comes back up here with, since the out was on the base pass before his at bat was done, he gets to come up here with a fresh count. And so it's 1-1 now.
Yeager has to come out now. He has to come out focused and come out strong since his team got him the lead back after a shaky second. He needs to step it up here.
And next pitch. Swing on a missed. 1-2. It'll be great. Eichenhorst and Stenson in this inning. 1-2 pitch.
Attaboy.
Got him on strikes.
It's a good start, buddy. Keep it up. Stay focused.
And one down now brings up Aiden Eichenhorst. Burton with a 4-3 lead here. We're in the bottom of the third. Yeah, big hanging curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. And another one. That one a little too high that time, and it's 1-1.
Let's go get him now.
And that one foul up the right field line and into the corner. One ball and two strikes.
Put him away here, Yeager. Put him away.
And that one fisted foul.
Coach made him a play at first.
There we go. One ball and two strikes. And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-2.
Let's go, Eli, right here.
And pitches inside for a ball. It's 3-2. And the pop ball four. That is the fourth walk by Yeager. And now brings up Braden Stenson. Stenson hit into a double play his last time up.
Could use that again here.
And he
pops
up. This one
up. Somebody got to make the play.
And Fuller calling for it. And he'll job. Make the grab for out number two. And now it brings up Cooper Palmer, the pitcher, who walked and scored his last time up.
All right, let's go. We got two. Let's finish this. Get back in here and bat.
And pitch coming. Nice curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And this time, Yeager going to step off. Swing and a missed. Good pitch, and it's 0-2.
Now you bow up here and throw this one by him and finish this. Runners going.
Yeah, that one's foul away.
Nice job.
One missed it. Got it on strikes, and that'll retire the side. I've got to throw down to complete it. Now it's retired. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we played through three. Burton leads it 4-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
All right, and back we go. And for the Panthers, it'll be Matthew Raymer, Coy Gurka, and Tyler Witt here in the top of the fourth inning.
Let's go, Matt. Get on.
And Palmer with his first pitch. And that's a chopper up over the middle. Shortstop with a pick and throw to first for out number one.
Got him a candy hop there.
Yeah. And Coy Gurka now comes up to the plate. And Palmer ready. As we come back here, Burton leading this one 4-3. And foul back into the screen. Just to our left.
Oh, it was right on that one.
And I didn't flinch that time.
I seen that. We're tied up now 1-1.
Yeah, this one's going to be popped into
at my fall.
Center.
Nope.
And shortstop nice makes the over-the-shoulder catch. For out number two.
All right, Witt.
That's Brett Buckner out there at short for Evendale. And Tyler Witt, the batter now.
And let's do something with two. Let's go.
He got it going for Burton in that third inning with a double and came around to score. And takes the pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
Let him know, Levin. Let's go.
And that one outside, 2-0. And that double way he hit it, if it had been a little bit higher, he could have gotten it out of here.
3-0.
Three balls, nil strikes with Ryder Biggs waiting on deck.
Burton up 4-3 in the top of the fourth.
And a strike call, 3-1. Just nipped that outside corner. Sends that one over. Right fielder charging, and he will make the grab for out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We're halfway through this one, and Burton leads it 4-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, Eli Yeager warming up, and here in the bottom of the fourth inning, they'll be looking at the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for the Rebels, Brett Buckner, Caden Hubbard, and Easton Seals. Burton leading this one 4-3. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from New Caney High School. And the first pitch, swung on a miss, and it's 0-1.
Need another strong inning here, Eli.
And that one ground ball, that is going to get into right field for a hit. And now that'll bring him Caden Hubbard.
He bunted last time, didn't he, or tried to bunt?
He did bunt last. Yeah, he did sack bunt last time. And that's it. They'll call upon him again. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. At least not showing any bunt there.
Let's go, Yeager. Let's go now.
Throw over, runner back in easily. And that one up high, then it's 2-0. Swing and a miss, good pitch, and it's 2-1.
Stay focused, stay focused, let's go.
And on a fly ball out to center.
Can't call it for
Rodriguez.
Ruben.
And that's out number one. Brings up Easton Seals, the second baseman.
Got one out. Let's roll one up the middle, guys. Going.
And throw down offline. And stolen base there for Buckner.
All right, Witt, you need to cheat a little bit to right field because it's a real small guy.
1-0 count. And the pie, 2-0.
Get this batter, let's go.
And this one is out into center, and that's going to drop in for a hit. And they're going to hold the runner at third as the throw from Rodriguez is right on the money to the plate. But two hits down, and they got runners at the corners for the designated hitter, Ty Muirhead. And he drew a bases loaded walk last time up.
Know what you're going to do here, guys, if he goes.
Pitch from Yeager down low, and it's 1-0.
Yeager's falling behind this inning again. Need to get on top of this.
And that one outside of ball, it's 2-0. And that one over to second. Witt's only play is to first. They get the out, but the run scores. And we're all tied up at four apiece. That'll bring up Grant Stone, the first baseman.
Hey, way to do a job, kid. Let's go. Good job.
All right, that's two, boys. Let's get this last one.
Foul back. And no balls and a strike. And swing and a miss there, and it's 0-2.
They Braden caught one.
Yeah. Time is called. We're going to allow Martin a minute here to shake it off. We're in the bottom of the fourth, all tied up at four apiece with the Burton Panthers and the Evendale Rebels. The Panthers win this game, the series will be over. If Evendale wins, then we play a third game after about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one.
Don't be afraid here to snap another one like that.
And that will retire the side. In the inning, though, they do come up with one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on. And we are going to the fifth inning, all tied at four apiece. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Burnham National Bank. That's what.
On we go here to the top of the fifth inning, and Ryder Biggs swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. Next one went fishing and came up empty, and it's 0-2 from Palmer.
You're all right, Ryder. You don't need but one, buddy. You can do this.
Been on base both times tonight with a single and reached on an error. Also scored two of the four Burton runs. And this one, slow roller up to third, and just got him down at first. Made it close, though.
Yeah, that's a good play by third baseman. I really thought he was going to beat it out with his speed.
And now it's going to bring in Braden Martin, the catcher. Martin, one for one. He walked his first time up and then had an RBI triple last time up.
We need a base runner here, some way, somehow, Braden.
And that one down low for a ball. 1-0. And that one fouled down the line. One ball and one strike.
Talk to my buddy Thaler. I know they told him to stay in that box, but he could have made a little attempt for that ball.
Yep.
There you go. There we go.
And that's going to drop in for a hit. And now that'll bring up Ruben Rodriguez.
Ruben, come on, 8.
Ruben 0 for 2, looking for his first hit of the game.
How about it? Center fielder number 8, Ruben Rodriguez.
Be a good time for Ruben just to crank one and get us going.
Throw over and Martin back in safely. And this one, he fouled it off himself. And 0-1 count.
You can do this, 8. Hit a gap here. Let's see Martin run.
Martin back. Up to a big lead, and he has to get back on the throw over. He was out there to the edge of the carpet.
Yeah, I believe he's fixing to go.
That one low and away, and they're going to throw back again.
Throw it away down there.
Yeah.
I won't be mad at you.
Time is called.
Let's go, Ruben.
And that one back up middle, and only play is to first. And so Rodriguez out 4-3, and Martin gets the second. And now it's going to be Eli Yeager to bat.
Chance to help himself here, get him a lead again.
And they're going to bring in a courtesy runner for Martin with 2 outs.
Number 6, that'd be Ashton Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Running to second base, number 6, Ashton Fuller.
Come on, Eli.
And Yeager steps in here.
Got that big gap out there in left center.
And that one almost got away. And a ball 1-0. And outside for a ball. 2-0 count.
This might be that unintentional, intentional walk.
Yeah. Zager's 2 for 2. Modest on deck, 0 for 2. And taken for a ball. 3-0 count. And ball four.
All right, little Wyatt. Come on now, we need you, buddy.
And that was only the first, second walk that Burton has drawn in the game.
Priggy's going to be pinch running again. Got two outs here.
Yep. And Isaac Modis at the plate. Two on and two out. Pitch from Palmer, hey. Way high ball, and a duck to keep out of that one.
Baylor told him, turn that shoulder into it. Come on, Isaac, you can do it.
And that one,
get through there, get through there.
Knocked down by the second baseman, and he gets the out on the fielder's choice. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth, all tied four apiece. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And back we go, and Jaeger on the slow curve gets a strike call. And that is the top of the order, Easton Gray batting. Next pitch, foul away, and it's quickly your 0-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it is 4-4 tie with Burton and Evadale here in game two of their best of three series.
Nice pitch.
Yeah, that one outside of ball, it's 1-2. Burton won the series opener on Thursday night, 8-0. Supposed to play last night, but got rained out. That one back to the pitcher, and Jaeger up with it. Fires to first and gets the out.
Play there, Jaeger. We need a quick inning here.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, 9-1-2 coming up?
No, 7-8-9.
7-8-9.
And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 1-0 on Eichenhorst. And therefore a strike, and it's 1-1. One foul tipped over toward the third base side.
On both sides today, it's kind of a quiet. It's just kind of a lull game right here. I don't know.
Exactly. Everybody's just focused and intense.
I don't have Tosta's wife here to get us leading as cheerleader.
And swing and a miss. And I can always count on strikes. It's two away now. They'll bring up Braden Stinson, the catcher. And he's 0 for 2 in the game. Yeah, that one down low for a ball.
Right there, second base.
Second base.
Out of the way.
Caught by Witt. We're out number three. And so in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we have got five innings in the books. And we head to the top of the sixth. All tied up 4-4. Back into your 60 seconds. From the sports, from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 29 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
We are back as we continue with this one. The Burton Panthers and the Evendale Rebels all tied 4 apiece. We're in the top of the sixth inning. And for Burton, be the bottom three in the order. Archer Fuller, Matthew Raymer, and Coy Gerka. And Cooper Palmer still out there for Evendale.
Young man's pitching a good game. Yeah. He's got his all speed going. We need to have an inning here.
Yeah, get some runs on the board. Archer Fuller steps up here. He's 0 for 2. Yeah, first pitch is taken for a strike in zone 1.
Let's go, Archer. You can do it.
This is one of fly ball out to shallow center. And center fielder hauls it in for out number 1.
Come on, Matt. We got to have you, man.
And now Matthew Raymer, the batter. He's 0 for 2 so far.
Chase, we need you on anyway, bud.
And outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And a strike, 1-1.
You got to start stepping out here. Make him wait on you.
One and a miss, then down on strike skills, Raymer. And we have Koi Gurka to try to make something out of this inning.
Yeah, we don't need this quick inning. Need to step out or take a few pitches. He's done got in a groove and a rhythm here.
Yeah, the first pitch taken for a strike. And another strike, and it's quickly here, 0-2. That one's going to be hit in the air. Oh, now stop.
Safe.
And safe, beat it out.
Good hustle, Coy.
Confusion there by the second baseman, and Gurka beats it out.
He should hustle down that line that he didn't just give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the difference of beating it out.
And Tyler with the batter now.
Come on, Witt. If you're going to hit a gapper, hit one now.
One on, two out. Yeah, that one outside for a ball.
Come on, Tyler.
On our first.
He going this pitch. Let's go.
Runner in first, out, throw down, and back in there safely is Gurka. With his 2-for-3, it's going to be 1-for-3 in the game. Throw back in. And
he was leaning a little bit.
Yeah.
See it?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, Coy.
Next pitch.
There you go. Come on. Get there. Get there.
Get up to the fence. And Gurka is going to be held at third.
All right, Witt.
So ends up being a long single by Witt, but nonetheless, Burton got runners at the corners now.
Thought he had a chance.
Ryder Biggs.
Chance to get to the gap there, didn't it?
Well, it got close, but that center fielder with good speed there held him to a long single, and that's going to bring a visit to the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, we're going to try to steal a run here. I'm sure Witt's going to be going if they throw down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got to get long enough run down to score.
We're in the top of the sixth inning, all tied up at 4 apiece. And coach sticking with Palmer. I guess he's thinking maybe that since if they somehow do push this to a third game, he wants to have as many bullets in the chamber as possible, so to speak.
Come on, little Biggs, right here, buddy.
And yeah, so Ryder Biggs the batter. Runners at the corners, two down.
Base hit.
That one is a ball one, though. Kind of tailed inside on him.
Come on, Ryder.
Why don't you take the leads? And they're just going to let, as Big sticks the pitch for another ball, they're just going to let Witt have second base on his own.
He left really early. They were trying to get the pitcher to balk that he would stop, but he didn't do it. All right, Biggs, there's two of them for you. 3-0. Could throw a wild pitch if you want to.
Yep.
He walked him.
And they're going to go ahead and put him on and load the bases now.
All right, Braden, make them pay, buddy. You can do this.
And Martin, he's been on base all three times so far. He's got a walk, a triple and a single, also an RBI and a run scored.
Have you a day here, buddy. Come on. Attaboy.
Takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0.
Hey, walks a run, too.
Exactly.
Atta baby. Keep fishing out there, 10.
Yeah, 2-0 count.
There we go. 3-0. Now you take two.
Yep.
Get up on top of that plate. Atta baby. Nice job, Ken.
That was going to be a bases loaded walk. Martin is down to first. Coming in to score the go-ahead run is Gurka. And Rodriguez is coming to the plate now.
They're going to get him now.
And now that's going to bring him his zip. And this will probably be a pitching change.
Yeah. Thank you. Point it to the shortstop.
Yep, and so with the pitch and change here, we'll be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
To Burton Alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, the first pitch to Ruben Rodriguez is up high for a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Burton has the bases loaded but two outs. And pitch up high for a ball.
In warm-ups, he didn't throw many strikes.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure Thaler saw that, and he's going to make him take a strike. We'll take another gimme. Atta boy.
And down low, 3-0.
You take two of them here.
Yeah, this is Butner, who was at short, now doing the pitching. And I believe Palmer went to short now. And pitch is a strike, 3-1 now on Rodriguez.
Got to be dead red right here for you to rip it here, Ruben. Break this thing open.
Yeah, swing and a miss, 3-2.
You all right, 8, right here, you all right. Runners are going to be off at the pitch, 3-2, two outs. Ball four.
Yeah, it's going to get away, but it doesn't matter, the walk, and the run will come in.
Come on, Eli. Help yourself.
And so Yeager bats now. Burton takes a 6-4 lead. And Delo for a ball. And Biggs at third. Martin at second. And Rodriguez at first. And that was a strike called.
Now you saw it, Eli. Let's go. We need a gap.
And another strike. One and two.
You're all right. 14 right here. We just need one.
And on over to first. And he's going to run to the bag and then on the time side. But in the inning, Burton does grab a couple of runs back on one hit, one error. And the base is left loaded. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Burton retakes the lead 6-4. Back after another 60 seconds from our sponsor. Excuse me, 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
Kinjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kinjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kinjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Is that right? 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And back we go, and it's Eli Yeager back out on the hill. Bottom of the sixth inning. Burton leads this one 6-4. It's the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Cooper Palmer, Brett Buckner, and Caden Hubbard to bat. And swung on the missed, 1-1.
Time up, Yeager. Let's go now.
And next pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 2-1.
Come on, Eli.
And strike call.
Hey, one more now.
2-2.
Got to get this lead off, man.
Yeah, that one fouled away.
Come on, Eli. Win this thing.
And foul back.
I'll see a curveball right here. Yeah. Doug.
Swung on and missed, and Martin will make the throw down to first to complete the strikeout. And that's out number one. That's strikeout number 6 for Yeager in this game.
Good and start here. Let's go.
And Buckner now the batter. Buckner's been on base both times with a walk and a hit. And he scored 2 of the 4 runs for the Evadale Rebels. Pitches up high for a ball, 1-0.
Work in front, Eli. Come on now.
And Buckner now the pitcher in the game for Evadale coming on that last inning. And it's 2-0.
Come Come on, Eli, right here. You got to battle back. No freebies.
And strike called. Yeah, it's 2-1.
Can do this.
And that one ground ball to second.
Nice job, Little Witt.
And he throws on to first. Two down. And brings up Caden Hubbard.
All right, one more time here, guys. Quick inning.
And that one is going to be popped up and foul. 0-1 count. And that one fouled away. And it's 0-2.
Now finish this thing, buddy.
Yeah, way outside, and it's 1-2. Hubbard has sack bunt his first time up and flew out to center field his last time up.
Attaboy.
Slide and missed. And Martin will make the throw down, and that will tie the side.
Good inning.
Another three up and three down inning, and Yeager's retired his last eight in a row. As we head to the seventh inning, leading this one 6-4. Back at we another 60 seconds from our, or excuse me, 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060. 6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
Got another new pitcher on the mound, number 13.
All right, and that is Easton Gray, who was their third baseman, is now coming to pitch.
Number 16, Isaac
Modest. And Isaac Modest, the batter. He'll be followed by Archer Fuller and then Matthew Raymer. Burton leading it 6-4 here in the seventh inning. And this one, Burton holds on. And that pitch is way high of ball. Burton will move on to the area round of the playoffs. But if Evendale can somehow pull one out, then we would go to another game. And pitch is foul back.
Hey, you can do this, Isaac. Throw them hands, buddy.
And foul that one away.
You can do this, Isaac.
Yeah. And this one, a ground ball, this shortstop. And throw to first, and that's out number one. And that'll bring up Archer Fuller. Fuller looking for his first hit of the game. He's 0 for 3 thus far.
First baseman, number 12, Archer Fuller.
They got to keep their hands back. This cat's throwing really slow.
Yeah. Next pitch from Buckner, up high. And it's 1-0.
Come on, Archer, you can do it. Need a few base runners.
And next pitch, foul up the first base side, then we kick over into the corner. And that one inside for a ball.
Yeah, it's like a knuckle curve what he's throwing, because that is really just...
I mean, that's... yeah, it's...
Hit it that way.
Inside. And actually ricocheted off of Fuller and hit the catcher as well.
All right, Matt. Try this and for Eddie. Come on now.
Yeah, Matthew Raymer the batter now. Raymer, the only Panther that hadn't reached base yet, so he's due.
Let's go nine.
Panther's trying to get... lock this one up here and join the Burton Lady Panthers and the Brenham Cubs in the next round of the playoffs. Lady Panthers, of course, had their big victory Thursday night, and Cubs had theirs earlier today. And now Burton trying to join them. Pitches a ball 1-0.
Come on, Matt.
Swung and a miss, and it's 1-1. And takes a glance over, and Fuller back into the bag. Over at first. And swung and a miss, 1-2. Boy, Gurka would be due up next. And if you get Raymer and Gurka on, then you can roll it over to the top of the order with Witt. And strike three called. And two down now here in the inning. It brings up Coy Gurka.
Now batting the right fielder, number two, Coy Gurka.
Come on, Coy. Right here.
And takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
She'll base hit here, too.
Outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
At the top of the order coming up next, if Corey can get on. That's ball three.
3-0 count. And strike called, 3-1.
All right, now you saw it, too. Got to be yours again, though.
Fuller takes his lead.
Ball four.
Bounce up there.
Go. Look at three.
Yeah, it's 2-1 now. It brings up Tyler Witt.
All right, Witt, come on now. Give us a little breathing room here.
Witt is 2-for-4 with a single, a double. He's also scored a couple of runs.
Come on, Levin. Need a big rip right here.
And curveball in there for a strike, 0-1.
No, get down there.
The ball gets away and the runners will move up.
All right, there they are now, 11. That's two of them. Let's go, 11.
Long one again from Buckner. And the pitch on the way to Witt. Low and... it's away a little bit from the catcher, but not far enough for the runners to advance.
2-1 count with two outs.
And Ryder Biggs waiting on deck. Hopefully get a chance to bat in this inning. Outside of ball, and it's 3-1.
Come on, Witt. Walking him.
And they're going to go ahead and put him on. And brings up Ryder Biggs.
Let's go, Ryder. This is what you're waiting for, buddy. You can do this.
Biggs has been on base three times. Single, an error, a walk, and he's also scored a couple of runs.
Let's go, little Biggs. One time.
Now he's got a chance for some RBIs to add to his stats for the night.
Yeah, that one
up high, ball, 1-0. Way it gets away and
gets
the run.
Out of way.
Second wild pitch coming in, scores Fuller to make it now 7-4 Burton. And also Gurka moves up to third and Witt moves up to second.
Base hit scores two more.
Way
ahead here, little Biggs.
And that'll give Yeager some breathing room for the bottom of this inning. And pitches down low for a ball.
3-0.
And outside, ball four and another
one. All right, Martin. There they are, man. Right here.
And Braden Martin, the batter.
How about in the catcher, number 13, Braden Martin.
That one way high ball. 1-0 count.
Hey, you make it be in there, Braden.
And so this one, a high fly ball. First baseman back and in foul territory. Makes the grab for out number 3. So in that inning, Burton does tack on another run. No hits, no errors, and 3 left on. We go to the bottom of the 7th, 7-4, Burton with the lead. They need 3 outs to win this one. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
All right, here we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And it's going to be Easton Seals, Ty Muirhead, and Grant Stone, the 7, 8, and 9 batters against Eli Yeager.
Leading off for the Rebels in the bottom of the seventh inning. The second baseman, number 5, Easton Seals.
Go, Eli, right here.
And that one is a ground ball foul up the first base side. And it's 0-1. Yeah, we're right at the two-hour mark for this game.
Let's get this lead off, man. Keep him off base.
Yeah, that one foul away.
Pitch.
Yeah, that one up high ball is 1-2.
Right here.
And that one up inside a ball, 2-2.
And now you get him on this pitch. Don't go 3-2. You got a 3-run lead, buddy. You can do this.
Ball three as Yeager kind of slips on the mound there.
Hey, finish him off right here, Eli. You can do this, buddy.
And ground ball will do short. Witt up with it. Fires across the corner.
Nice shot.
It's out number one. And now Ty Muirhead, the designated hitter batting.
It's always big to get that first out. Three-run lead. Keep that tying run off of coming to the plate.
And that one
right there,
ball
a little
bit. Easton went up and throws it first.
Four.
It's two away, and Evendale down to their final out here, and it's their number 9 batter, the first baseman, Grant Stone.
All right, here we go, Eli. One more time, guys.
And after had his struggles earlier, but Yeager in a groove now. He's retired the last 10 batters in a row. And might make it 11.
Out
of number 3.
Good job, ball game.
And that is your ball game. And the Panthers win it 7-4. They sweep the series 2-0. And they are moving on to the area round of the playoffs. And that is going to send us to our post-game show. And let's send you back to the studios. And we'll hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here and taking their congratulatory area round champions picture for the Burton Panther baseball team as they round out our triple header today with a 7-4 victory over the Evadale Rebels. And it wasn't the prettiest game, Daryl, but they did what they needed to do to get the job done.
Sometimes you're just going to win games ugly. And probably pretty ugly. You know, it's going to be interesting. I know Thaler won't be able to say on the radio what he told them boys when he called timeout after that third inning when he had that little powwow with them, but it seemed to get them more focused. Eli got in a groove then. It was like he was just going through the motions at first, but then he got in a groove. And what did you say? He set down the last 11 batters. That's what a good pitcher does. He steps up. We worked their pitchers with some walks, got a couple of key hits when we needed to get hits. But once again, the best I can describe it, we won ugly, but we move on.
Exactly, and this is a huge win for the Panthers. And we're going to, of course, get a chance to follow them again at least for one more week. And meanwhile, we'll take another break and be back with more of the post game. But first, let's send you to the studios, and this time let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
All right, and we're joined now here on the post game by the head coach of the Burton Panthers, Coach Matt Thaler. And Coach, congratulations on the win here.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, it was a little shaky there at first, but we came through at the end there. So yeah. I'm proud of the boys.
Eli didn't get started off the best, but finished strong. Retired the last 11 guys in a row, and just continued to battle there.
Yeah, I think we struggled. Me and him kind of weren't on the same page the first couple of innings, and then about halfway through, I let the catcher and pitcher call it, and they got on the same page. And sometimes that works better than me. I get a little frustrated, so those two handled it, and we came out on top at the end.
Both sides of pitching and hitting a little struggle, but yet the guys pulled through as they usually do, racking up the hits in the late innings.
Yes, sir. We struggled. You know, we hit some balls right at them there, and, you know, we were off a little bit. We left a lot of guys on, I think, and like I always tell them, you know, good team scored runs and scoring position, especially with two outs, and we struggled to do that today, especially early in the game.
Yeah, and now you get the win, you get the sweep, and have a nice bus ride home and get ready for next week.
That's right. Yeah, we'll get us a nice long bus ride, maybe grab some Chick-fil-A on the way home, and get ready for whoever we play next week. So,
do you have an inkling as to who is
it's
next?
It's between Harper and Bartlett, I think, and I don't think they play till tomorrow or Monday at 5:30. So,
oh, okay.
I'm not sure who we play yet. So it'll be one of them games like we did this week, you know, waiting and seeing. And I don't like that. So,
two questions on Darryl's side. Number one, I know you can't tell me what you told the guys over there on the radio, but I'm proud of you for whatever you did tell them, because they got locked in after that. I know sometimes they're kids,
yes,
and
sir.
We take it for granted that we're good, we're going to go through the motions. And I told Doug, I said, my buddy's over there, he is tearing them a new one, but they came out. And they just really responded to you, and that is a credit to you, buddy.
Well,
the way they want to play for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, Darryl, I had to get on to him a little bit. We came in relaxed, and I saw that on the bus right over here.
Yeah.
I can always tell my wife, I'll text her on the bus, hey, we're going to struggle. And sure enough, and I had to come over to you. You don't want to probably know what I said, but we'll leave it at that. But, yeah, you know, and they responded to it, and, you know, we struggled. You know, we missed toss a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little wit out there, which freshman, that's got to be over with. You know, it's time to grow up. And he finished the game strong, made some good plays at the end of the game there. So that's positive. And he was ready to come in relief. And so they responded well. And sometimes I got to do that to them.
Last question. What was the umpire trying to keep you in your cage there? Or I was trying to figure that out, because first I thought it was funny, but then you were getting serious.
I almost got sent to the dugout. I just came out of the box, and he said, I can't do that. And I guess our umpires and our district let us do that. So, yeah, me and him had a little talk. It wasn't a bad one, but I almost got sent to the dugout for the third time.
Yeah. Hey, very proud of you as always, Coach. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans. You've been one of my boys since Little League. You're always going to be that away, a Burton boy. Doing what we're doing now.
Yes, sir.
You know, expectations are just tremendously high after last year, but this is another year.
That's right.
And I know you explain that every time to these guys. I'm using this year, I used to say little bigs and big bigs. This time I'm saying big wit and little wit. Big wit and
Jaeger
have to sit there and be your leaders on the bump.
That's it.
You know, I heard Thursday, Witt must have threw a pretty strong game for you.
Yes, he did. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think both games they were a little off. I like to be a little bit finer. But, you know, that's to come, you know, starting off early in the playoffs. You know, end of the playoffs is when I need them. So, you know, we'll find it. And like you said, last year, it's over with.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's coming to get you. And we need to understand that.
Yeah, you're not going to surprise anybody
no,
this
sir.
Year, buddy. Because they saw what we could do last year. you have your same two horses on the mound.
Yes, sir. A few
new players here and there.
Yes, sir.
But other than that, it starts with you. The fan support today was tremendous.
Definitely.
Again.
There's a lot of red in the
stands.
I
told Doug once, today was just one of them duh days, I guess, because neither fans were into it. I didn't feel like I did a good job because I couldn't smart mouth about anything. I was just sitting here and trying to think something funny to say, but it really wasn't nothing.
It was one of them days. Huh?
But you know what? The bottom line is some punch when we get home.
That's right. That's right.
Baby.
All right. Thank y'all. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Daryl.
All right.
Y'all be careful
safe
on the way home.
All righty. And Coach Matt Thaler on the post game here. I'm back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, and as we come back here, don't miss the final UIL State Event of the Year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through the 6th at Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For scheduled spectator and ticket information, go to UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And once again, your final score, Panthers win it 7-4, sweep the series 2-0. And now they are moving on to the next round of the playoffs. And as Coach was saying, probably won't know till Monday or two, because the next teams they got to play, they're playing Monday night. And so probably be Tuesday before we find out who the next
folks. You would think we might have to play Tuesday or Wednesday then, don't you? Be again the weekend, or would
not for baseball. It's just one series a week.
It would be the weekend.
So yeah, it would probably be probably Thursday, Friday,
rain
Saturday.
Coming again though. We need to keep that in mind.
Yeah,
but great win, ugly but great. I'll take it any day, long as we come out on top. Proud of these guys. Let's go have a great weekend and come back and have fun with the girls and the boys next week.
Absolutely, and that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Craig and Grayson back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Darryl saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BBR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woods and Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, Citizens State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Tegeler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Kiki's family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. Again, the final score was the Burton Panthers winning 7-4 against the Evendale Rebels. Good job to the Burton Panthers out there. And this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night, everybody.